Hello, everybody. Welcome inside the 30-Minute Lunch Break Podcast. This is a special, short little episode.
Just hot shit real quick,
like Eric said. The last time we did this, this is not going to be part of the podcast. We'll probably do it, but it's not going to be an episode. The last time we did this was, it's a 49er special. Let's just cut it. Keep it simple. The Niners got Jimmy Garoppolo last night. And the last time we did this, the Niners released Bowman. So this is positive news.
Last time that we recorded this, the Niners were giving their fans a fuck you. This time, they're hooking us up.
Yeah. They're saying, what was that? And that's still, we're still there.
And we're like, we're still right here.
We're still here, but
with the finger, with the fingers
So if you haven't heard yet, Garoppolo was traded to the 49ers for the Niners' second round pick. Their original second round pick. So it's going to be
a high one.
33, 34 to 35. At the moment, they're 0-8, so they're battling with the Browns for the first and second pick, and then the 33rd and 34th pick. So the Patriots get a very high draft pick who they can turn into whoever. And maybe they go get Jacoby Brissett and bring him back. You know, like, there's a ton of options.
Well, no, everybody has Hoyer signing back with the Patriots.
I'm talking about next year.
Oh, yeah, for next year. Well, yeah. But look, I'm going to tell you this. When it comes to this draft pick, obviously, we even said it from the beginning, let's cut the bullshit. This is a 49er special. So I really don't give a flying fuck what the Patriots are about to do with their pick.
Damn, I was literally going to ask you, what do you think the Patriots are going to do?
I understand a second. Who doesn't want a high second-round pick? I know Belichick wants it. What I'll say about the Patriots, I trust that they're going to do something good with that pick.
Fair enough.
Something well is going to happen.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But to me,
thank you.
I'm willing to trade a high pick like that for Jimmy Garoppolo.
So,
because the Niners have had trash at quarterback for a while
now. It's been bad. And Alex Smith, we traded Alex Smith for 2 first-round picks. Yeah. And we only got Garoppolo for 1. Granted, we're going to have to pay him a shitload of money, most likely.
Or maybe not. That's the point that I want to bring up next. Look, that's what I love about this trade. That we had no deal in place, it doesn't matter. If after 8 games we're like, yep, guess what? This was a bust. Let's just move the fuck
up.
So
if your John Lynch meter, your John Lynch hate meter was at 100 before, where is it at right now?
It's definitely, well, his props have to be given. Like, I mean, to me, this.
Is it lower to 75%?
Well, the hate's not there. The props are there. I'm not going to lower no hate for nobody. But I will say is I gave him props for shit that when I want to, when I feel he's doing something good, when he's not doing shit that he should be doing, I'm going to get on him. This was definitely a good move. Whether he pulled the lever on that or not,
who gives a fuck? This was a good move for them. Him and Kyle definitely were agreed on Kyle Shanahan, our head coach.
Kind of quarterback. It's hard to say no to this when you got what we have. You know, when you're the Niners, you're desperate. You don't want to wait for Cousins to say no next year. You don't want to risk shit. You go get the guy. And look, I told you, we were talking earlier that's why we decided to record, right? We need to talk about this shit. Another thing that I like is, dude, the Niners could still get Kirk Cousins. At the end of the season, you say, which one of these two guys wants to take this money that we got right here, bro?
Yeah. This doesn't guarantee that Garoppolo is going to be a Niner for the rest of his career. It just guarantees he's going to be a Niner for these 8 games.
And the criticism might come where you're like, are you really willing to waste a second round pick for someone that might just walk? Well, maybe we might. Yes. Because at this point, the Niners got to make moves that are to the top. They can't be making average-ass moves. They got to try to make to find the quarterback. Some shit's got to get. You got to make some shit happen.
And I think we still have the Saints pick from the Reuben Foster trade. And we still have some Bears picks.
Yeah.
So we pretty much turned a draft pick.
And that first round pick is going to probably turn into 2 first round picks.
Yeah, we're trading that. There is no chance, unless there's an O-lineman who has an amazing January
Thor,
game.
Or, you know, God comes out and wants to play offensive guard.
Doubt it.
Yeah.
Then we're not going to keep that pick. And if you're John Lynch, you're already thinking, I need veterans. You look at what the Rams did.
Everybody got some
veterans on O-line. Like,
everybody you called and everybody you spoke, you let them know that pick is also available. Don't let the shopping stop now. Like, FYI, you shouldn't be done shopping yet because that first round pick is up for sale.
John Lynch is faxing everybody in the league a menu of our roster. Like, here, this is what's available and on the trading block. Carlos Hyde, our first round pick. Unfortunately, I can't trade Joe Saleh because he's a broken face. And I'm glad he can't because I really want Saleh to stay.
Especially now with getting an actual quarterback, you got to have. Look, if you want Garoppolo to sign, you need to have something there to let him know, look, we're going to get better at the offensive line.
But also, let's not play ourselves too. Garoppolo could just be like, I don't want this bad situation. I'm out.
Of course.
So, I mean, like, we're thinking in terms of we own it.
Niners were interested in him. So 100%. I think he's starting to let them know, this is what I want.
And also, like, we talked about it walking to the car. there's a reason why they probably didn't trade him to Cleveland, because Garoppolo didn't want to go to Cleveland. They also probably wanted to grant a little bit of Garoppolo's wishes here, I believe.
Well, I also think that, you know, I don't know what the insight is, but some guys that were reporting that, you know the Patriots and know Bill Belichick said he's still not ready to help Cleveland find the quarterback yet, and he doesn't like that franchise yet, just yet. He takes their players, but he doesn't want to give them good players. You know, he doesn't.
He just gave him Jamie Collins.
He still, that was it. But he thought he was trash. You know, it's how he feels about it. If he likes the guy.
Oh, there's no chance he's getting
him. He ain't giving him to you. And not Cleveland. I mean, he's still salty with Cleveland.
And also, Belichick said some nice things about the Niners, which is crazy. He said, you know, the Niners are getting a great, obviously, a good player, a good teammate, and a good, good guy overall. And that Garoppolo's getting a good coach.
Hey, but remember this, if he just gave us shit that's no good. That's also like, you know, it's kind of that pat in the back. You know, when you buy a car and the salesman, they make you hit the gong and say, hell yeah, congratulations. You just bought this 94 Miata. Congratulations, you know, $450 a month, you know, and all this bullshit payment. Yeah. You walk out the door feeling good about yourself. So that might be that too. Belichick saying, laughing, you know, and then saying, yeah, Niners, you guys got a good move. But we just got your fucking second round pick, fucking fuck boys.
Yeah, well, I mean, hopefully Garoppolo can come in and win 8 games. You know, like you said.
Save the day, like come in like a
savior. Make that pick bad anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know. Well,
that's another reason why, my man, I don't really care what happens with the Patriots. Simply because, yeah, people are like, well, let's not give them a good pick. I don't care if they get a good pick or not. The Niners need to worry about what the fuck the Niners are doing.
Agreed.
We already traded the pick. They're still now, let's try to maneuver that shit.
Yeah, and I do see Carlos Hyde being traded because, you know, there are teams that need a running back. They're already talking to the Lions. I think the Lions shouldn't do it. And no, this is not from a Niners perspective, obviously, but for the Lions' perspective, they're already out of the playoffs. No need to trade that pick.
I thought the Eagles would have been the one.
But the Eagles traded for Jay Ajayi.
Yeah.
And that was insane. I've never seen the trades are, man. You know who Carlos Hyde should be wanting to get traded to? Seattle Seahawks.
Well, yeah. You know,
they need a running back bad.
You know why I think these trades are happening the way they're going down is because no one's really that good.
Yeah, exactly.
So the
teams
that feel they're
kind of
good are all in. I was talking to Jason from work here, and I was talking about the Bills. They're trying to make some moves because they're like, hey, surprisingly, we're fucking in this mix. So let's fucking
make
it. Apparently,
the Dolphins aren't at 4-2, or 4-3. Sorry, they're 4-3 now.
Some people are selling and some people are buying, and it's pretty obvious who is who.
Yeah.
I think everybody who has a squad right now, you kind of know where your team's at. They let you know whether they're serious or they're not serious.
And to be honest, New England can use a running back. And so, I mean,
everybody could use a running back,
except
but the good
Steelers.
Teams should want, yeah.
The Steelers don't need one.
They don't need one. They got the one everybody wants.
Yeah, he's fantastic. And the one Joe Mixon is apparently trying to become.
Yeah, we should all be trying to become.
Why not, Le'Veon Bell? All right, that's it for the Niners special. Hopefully, Garoppolo's actually, he should have a press conference coming up soon, so that should be fun to watch. Let's see. And if any ladies are listening, check him out. I guarantee you want to be a Niner fan. Just Google Jimmy Garoppolo. All right? Take it easy, guys. Even though it's not a podcast episode, but check us out on SoundCloud. We're on iTunes. We're going to throw this on YouTube as well. And we're on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that jazz. All right. Later, guys.